Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spirituality, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
I have to stay on because I'm doing the controls.
Am I live yet? I think I am. Hey, everybody. I think we were live and we didn't realize we went live. So hello. Let me know you're out there. I'd love to see who's coming on with us today. So good afternoon. My name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt, and I'm a registered Lilydale medium, and I welcome you to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Next to me is my tech buddy, Karen Sully, who helps me with everything. And you're going to see Linda Elson on pretty soon, too, because it's Year of the X. Happy New Year. So that's what our show is about. And you'll kind of see that on the background, too. So, hi, Penny. How are you? I'm glad you're here with us. So everyone's starting to come on. So we're going to do what we always do and start with meditation. And then I'm going to have an intuitive tip for you. And then Linda's going to come on and we're going to talk about Lunar Year of the Ox. Happy New Year. So hi, Jill. How are you from Ontario? Good to see you. So everybody, let's just talk for a second about Lilydale, my favorite place in the world. I know it is for so many of you as well. And we are broadcasting on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and also on Lilydale's Facebook page. And do yourself a favor always and like Lilydale's Facebook page and take a look at their website, because you will see that there are things going on in Lilydale all year round. Now that we can be on Zoom, it's awesome. So before we start, I want to tell you about some other shows that are on Blog Talk Radio. So there's always us that we're on every Friday at noon, Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. And I love coming on and bringing my friends on with you. Hi from London, England. Wow. Hi, Dawn. Awesome. Hi, Karen. Good morning from Niagara Falls. You're not too far from me. And Heidi, good morning. So yes, happy to see you. I guess it's afternoon now, though. I should be saying that. So, all right. So other shows on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio that you might want to check out. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. is Colleen Vanderzijden's Embracing Your Essence. John White is on Journey of Light Wednesdays at 8 p.m. I want to make sure I tell you all these so I don't forget. Jalen, how are you? It's really good to see you. I'm proud of you. Sharon Hill, Medium Mondays at noon. Celeste Elliott is Wake Up to Spirit, Thursdays at 10 a.m. And then we have Wednesdays with Willa. That's with Willa White, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. So hi, Sylvia. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Lisa. Karen, look at that. Our buddies, our friends are all getting on. Hi, Lois. Hi, Helen. This is cool. Oh, wow. From Reno, Nevada, too. This is awesome. Wow. Hi, Denise. Hi, Janine. Hi, buddy. How are you? Okay. So everybody, I want to, there's Linda. Okay, Linda's going to be on in a minute too, talking about Year of the Ox. Okay, so why don't you bring Linda on, let Linda say hi, and then we can do meditation.
Okay.
All right. Everybody, this is Linda Elson of Feng Shui Your World, and we're honored to have her on today with us. She's our guest, and she's going to tell you all about Lunar New Year of the Ox. Hi, Linda.
Hi there, Angie. Hi, Karen. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year! So excited to be here and to be able to celebrate together. It's very auspicious to gather with friends and family, even virtually, and this is how we're doing it this year. So this is just a wonderful day and an honor to be on your show today, Angie.
No, it's an honor to have you on. Look at this, Linda. We have Jennifer from Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Linda. Hi, Jennifer from Charleston. Hi, Liz from Scotland. Wow. Hi, Aaron from Syracuse. Wow. And Dolores from Sedona. Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. And just in case you're just coming on, my name is Reverend Angie Hewitt-Apt. I'm a registered Lilydale medium, and I welcome you to Angie and Friends Spiritual Discoveries on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. And with me is Karen Sully and Linda Elson, and we're going to have a great show. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Patty. We have to say hi to everybody, Linda. Wow.
I can see everybody once I'm on my big screen. I can see them on my phone, so I'll peek down on my phone ever so often
as
well.
Okay, I see Linda looking down. She's looking at your phone so she can say hi to you as well. Karen can probably see it, though. So hi, Patty.
Yeah, there's a comments tab, Linda, if you look.
Yeah, and also
we have to get on a full screen.
We want to welcome, tell you all, too, that if you have questions today, because Linda is a feng shui expert. She really, really is. And she's going to give you lots and lots of amazing tips that are going to help you throughout the year. So if you have questions as we proceed today, please write your questions. And Karen's going to post. You can also call in, which we'd be really excited if you called in because we haven't done had anybody do that yet. So we could be our experiment. So, okay.
Find the number.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jacqueline. We are going to try to share positive thoughts. It's so important these days, right? It's important always for all of us to be kind and to be positive and do what we can for others because that'll get us through anything, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally, right? Okay, so why don't we start with meditation because I know Linda has lots and lots that she's going to cover today. You're going to love this, everybody. All right, so I'm going to guide you through a meditation, and this is kind of a meditation that's going to help you set intentions because it's New Year, right, Linda? So we should be setting intentions.
New Year, New Moon, very, very potent time to set intentions, indeed.
Okay, so it's the perfect meditation. All right, so everybody, if you could close your eyes and take a deep breath in and exhale. Another deep breath in and exhale. Because your breath can always help you relax and connect you to your higher self and your guides. So I'll let you take another couple of deep breaths in and exhale at your own pace. Inhale and exhale. And I invite you now to draw your attention to the center of your head. Your third eye, imagining going deep into the center of your consciousness, and anytime your mind wanders, bringing your awareness back to that spot in the middle of your forehead, and bringing your awareness back to your breath. And I want you to imagine white light coming down from above. And that white light moves into your body. Every time you inhale, it comes down further and further. White light filling your head and your neck and your shoulders. Relaxing as it moves through your back, relaxing your back. White light and energy filled with peace and relaxation moving into your chest, around your heart, into your belly and your hips. And feeling that energy moving down your arms, both arms at the same time, all the way through to your fingertips. And feel the relaxing energy moving all the way down your legs, thighs, knees, calves, and feet. Allowing your body to feel more and more at peace and relaxed, setting an intention to allow yourself to have this time for you. And still focusing on your breathing, I invite you to recall this last year. Recalling the good things, recalling the lessons you learned, and taking a moment to recall anything that you wish to release now. The perfect time to release on a new year. So if so, I want you to imagine that energy, memory, or even regret coming together in a ball of light floating in front of you, allowing this process to occur at a pace that's comfortable. Noticing what color is that energy. Feeling the old year releasing out of different parts of your body. And still breathing, I invite you to release that ball of energy. Letting it go and noticing how that feels to release. Perhaps it floats off into the universe, breaking apart. Or maybe you imagine an angel coming down and carrying it safely away. Or maybe it just disappears. And as you watch this energy leave, how do you feel? Take a few moments to enjoy the expansiveness of this release. Now, let's take a moment now to fill in those spots that housed that old energy. Consider an intention you would like to set for yourself in Year of the Ox 2021, either a new one or it could be an intention you'd like to renew. And just imagine that you're writing that intention down, imagining that you're saying it out loud. And if this intention also looked like a ball of energy or light, what color would it be? Would it be warm or cool? And I invite you now to imagine a beautiful funnel over your head. This golden funnel simply floats above your head and invites only the best, most beautiful energy into your body. And at this time, imagine that funnel draws the energy of your intention into your body, filling up all the empty spaces where the old energy from last year resided. And you might even feel a physical sensation like a tingling or a twitching. And that's okay. Your body is simply responding to the shift in energy. And just feeling the new energy of your intention moving through your body. Feel your body being renewed by this beautiful new energy coming in through the funnel.
And I invite you to take a few more deep, deep breaths, bringing that energy in deeper and deeper. The perfect thing to do, renewing new energy and intention for the new year. Taking in a few more deep breaths. And then, as you feel ready, very slowly begin coming back to our virtual room, all ready to start the celebration of the Lunar New Year. Hey, everybody back? We have a couple more. We have Kimberly from Finger Lakes, Linda, Jacqueline from Preble, New York, all saying hi. Grand Junction, Colorado. Wow. Hello from Lafayette, Colorado. I've never been to Colorado. I want to go there sometime. And happy Lunar New Year from Austin, Texas, right near where my sister is. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. So I'm gonna let Linda Elson. Linda Elson is a feng shui your world, and she is an amazing person and knows so much about these energy shifts and about feng shui. And I'm gonna let her take it away and let her tell you all about the meaning of this new year and a little bit about herself too.
Well, I'd like to begin by raising a glass of orange juice to all of you. And Karen and Angie, if you have some, please raise with me or pull up. Listen, they're good. They got the memo. So orange juice or oranges on the Lunar New Year are considered very auspicious to drink or eat. And I have my bowl, too. We come with props today on the New Year. And it's symbolic of drinking liquid gold or displaying gold in your home. So if you don't have them yet, you know, there's still time in the day, no matter what time zone you're in, to, put out a beautiful red tablecloth today, pour yourself a glass of orange juice. I promise it's not spiked yet. I joke about that. But here is to all of you in all time zones, wishing you a very happy, healthy, prosperous, and auspicious new year of the Golden Ox. So cheers. And thank you so much for being a part of the virtual gathering today. So on the Lunar New Year, which is really practiced much throughout the Pacific Rim originally, but of course now we honor and celebrate it in all parts of the world. And the Lunar New Year is always the second new moon after the winter solstice. So some of you may have noticed that in some years it seems to be in January, and some years it's the beginning of February. Now it's February the 12th, mid-month, and sometimes it's even end of February. So it does shift and change. It is the beginning of a whole new cycle, and it always begins with a new moon. So I loved Angie leading us to this meditation today about setting new intentions for ourselves. So it is definitely a celebratory day. It is considered super fortunate to gather with friends and family. And again, we're gathering virtually, so we're magnifying it again across the world with everyone, chiming in where they're from, which is really, really exciting. So it's about energizing your day. So if you've noticed, we're all wearing red today. So red is the big color for the Lunar New Year. And it's kind of a combination. It's both red and gold. So I have my gold blingy earrings on today, red watch. I got the red glasses going. Yeah, we're going for it. So, and if you don't have it on yet, there's time later in the day for sure. But red and gold are symbolic colors of wealth and success. And red is really an energizing color, and it's considered a celebratory color. So even if you're not necessarily usually a red person, so to speak, I invite you to maybe just add a little dash into your day or into your home. But aside from just the red being important today as we begin the Lunar New Year, it's also a very important color to be accenting with in the feng shui energies in the year of the ox. We say that in the chart of the year, the fire element, which is red, or you think about the sunshine, or, you know, beautiful candles lit in a candelabra, it's missing this year. So it's needed to be accented in our homes and even wearing it to bring prosperity for the year. But back to the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year, many different names, the way that it's celebrated in different cultures, always begins with the new moon. It goes for a total of 14 days, and it will then conclude with on the full moon, and that's called the Lantern Festival. So, of course, today we say gather with friends and family. It's not a day to cook, so woohoo, you can take the night off, order takeout. I'll be doing that. Part of my auspicious day, I'm actually, I'm seeing one of my longest and dearest clients this afternoon and her children. I'm doing an annual feng shui update. So to me, that is very celebratory. And then I'll be picking up some yummy Chinese food on the way home for dinner tonight and lighting the candles and having, you know, red tablecloth out. I got my early Valentine's Day flowers from my sweetheart. He surprised me last night to add a little bit more red into our gathering here today. But another really neat ritual, which is about magnifying prosperity, is to gift children in your life with money in red envelopes. And listen, if you don't have a Lunar New Year envelope, you can make it out of, you know, red construction paper, or stop by, you know, Office Max and get some red paper. And it's always considered fortunate and auspicious to give money in the red envelope. So again, remember, the red is energizing. And you give even denominations of money. So it could be $2, $8, $10. You know, 8, by the way, is the number of prosperity and the even amount. So that's a neat ritual to do. Here's another tip for you today. And don't beat yourself up if you may have broken this rule already. But I think
it's just real quick with the red envelope. Is that that bring good luck to the children?
It brings good luck and prosperity to the children. Great question, Angie. But it also is very fortunate to the person who's giving it, right? So it's about giving and receiving, but absolutely. And children, you know, children in our lives are very revered on this day. And even our own little inner child. So if we want to give our own self a little red envelope today, we can do that too. Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah, and you know what? I have to say, I always keep I always put a new red envelope of money at the beginning of the new year in my red wallet that I'm carrying this year. And what I do in my own wallet is, if my hand is a 20, I put the red envelope right behind my money in my wallet, so it's energizing the money for the year. In addition, I always, you know, have some money in the red envelope, so it's kind of symbolic of never going without. But when you've been talking about the reverence of abundance and money in your wallet, we could probably do a whole segment on feng shui in your wallet. But to me, when you first open your wallet, the first thing you should see is, you know, some actual paper money. I know a lot of us don't necessarily carry a lot of paper money. I don't carry a ton of paper money these days. But when I open up the wallet, the first thing I see, and I do order them in the order of the denomination, say like a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20. And then I put the red envelope behind it. And then again, the red envelope always has, you know, some cash in it as well. Yeah.
I love that. Hey, Dawn said she just put on her red cardigan.
Love it.
Yeah, that's important. I love that. I love that about the envelope. I remember you saying that and I didn't do that, but I'm going to go get myself a red wallet today and I'm going to put the envelope in there as well. That's a good idea.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, and the men in our lives can have red wallets too. One of my clients who I saw yesterday told me she just ordered a new red wallet for herself and her husband. Now, I have a really kind of a funny feng shui story. Another one of my clients sent me a text picture a couple of weeks ago. We did a big annual energy class with Santosha for the changing of the guard with the year of the ox. And again, we were already talking about, you know, red being the color for the wallets. And this lady texted me a picture of her husband's wall, and she said, Linda, my husband must have been a little intuitive with that red energy coming, because his wallet broke, and this was his solution. And she sent me a picture of his wallet taped up in red duct tape. And I said, well, you know, Valentine's Day is coming. Maybe that would be a really good gift for him. But I thought that was pretty funny that he chose it.
Would like to know, where do you get the red envelopes?
What was that?
Where do we get red envelopes?
Can we use like a Valentine's Day card from like Dollar Tree and just use the red of that?
You can absolutely do that. You could use a red envelope from Valentine's Day. You could use your kid's red construction paper. But Lucy, and anyone else tuning in, you can get red envelopes at the Be Healthy Institute in Hamburg, New York. Also, you can connect with them online through my website, fengshuiyourworld.com, on the shop page, and they would be happy to hook you up. And I have to tell you, you know, like, this is an actual Year of the Ox red envelope, but it doesn't have to always be the animal sign of the year. Like, outside of making your own or using a Valentine's Day red envelope, like, you know, I have a Year of the Rooster one here. So it's not always about, you know, using the actual animal for the year. Although I must say, it is considered very powerful. Here's another feng shui tip for you. To have the animal sign of the Year of the Ox, to have an image of the ox in your home. I will also tell you, just do another little plug about the Be Healthy Institute. All of their product there is feng shui world approved, but they have these really cute little ox charms. And you can put an ox charm or an image of an ox or a picture of an ox, or your kids could color an ox out of a coloring book. And you put the ox image or, you know, the ox red envelope in the northeast part of your home this year. And why the northeast? Because the ox is the animal that is associated with the sector of the northeast. Now, some of you may be saying, like, how the heck do I find the northeast in my home? Well, think about this. We can often know where the rising sun is. It's in the east. And the northeast is just a little bit to the left. Yeah. So, and so just to give a little bit more background about these animals. So there are actually a total of 12 zodiac animals, and the ox is the second animal in the zodiac cycle. And the lore goes that when the Lord Buddha was transitioning into the next realm, he summoned all of the animals of the earth to gather and be by his side. And the ox was actually, you know, in line to be the very first animal there. Now, it's interesting, right? Because ox is very slow, it's very steady, it's solid, which are some of the attributes of the year. And so, lo and behold, this ox was about to be the very first animal. And it was the rat that was riding on the back of the ox. And then right at the last minute, the rat just drove off the back of the ox's tail and boom, was the first one there by the Buddha. So that's how we did the reset that year. And we started the Year of the Rat last year. And I joke, right? That was a dirty rat. So the steadfast ox is going to be a lot kinder and gentler to us. But I will tell you, another one of the hallmarks of the Year of the Ox, which is really beautiful, and even gathering, you know, on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and being led through beautiful meditations every week by Angie, is that the heavenly star is at the core of all of our homes this year. And it's this beautiful spiritual energy that we can all tap into the year. In fact, part of the message for the Year of the Ox, like part of the feng shui message, is that, you know, as we go through our lives and we have new goals and intentions, and we're still kind of obviously navigating pandemics and all different parts of the world, we turn our gaze and our heavens and our cares of the world upwards into our spirituality or our meditation or cultivating it more, or, you know, exploring places like Lilydale more to help raise our vibration. The other thing which I think is really exciting about having all of us from all over the world gathering here today, I said to a client yesterday who I was doing an annual update for, you know, we think about doing feng shui for ourselves and our family, and we move things around our home every year. But it's not just about doing things for ourselves and our family. I really feel wholeheartedly that you doing feng shui in your own home, even if you know just even this much, or you pick up one tip here today, it's like you start to light up like a little peg and a little dot on the light board. And to me, it's like we're all doing our part. And if you put us all together and you looked at us from, you know, from the sky, you'd start seeing all the light. So I want to say to you, thank you for being that light and showing up here today and for cultivating your energy. Or if you're new to this, just, you know, taking baby steps and learning more, because I feel that that really contributes to the greater good. And ultimately, you know, the intention of peace and harmony in the world. And that's why we practice things like feng shui. It is to create that balance and that peace and that beautiful energy for ourselves and for others, for sure.
And if we do that and we come together and all those little red lights, like you're saying, and all that light that we're putting out and all that connecting to spirit, we're going to affect others, you know? So even if others aren't doing it, they're going to feel our energy. And that's, oh, I always feel that's how we can make a difference always.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? What I will do is my Facebook page, I will post a beautiful, my favorite beautiful Chinese proverb on my Facebook page today. And it's all about, you know, creating that ultimate, you know, harmony in your home, in your town, in your state, in your country, and ultimately the world. So I will share that today. So.
Oh, okay. And then I'll show you my page.
Yeah.
Linda, Karen says, I love this. I am a redhead and I love the color red. All right. My daughter's a redhead too.
I'm with you, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. And Linda too. I am waiting for an operation soon, so I am home and wearing red PJs. Okay. This is all very interesting. I died briefly 30 years ago, so I can see more, and I have even woke to writing on the wall in red in the morning that disappears. Red, like that scared you. First of all, I think that with the experience, I'm sorry you went through what you went through, for sure. But I think it sometimes that does bring you more closer to spirit, and that sounds like that's happening for sure. I'm not sure what the writing is. You know, I would almost say, as I'm kind of connecting in with that, is it feels like you may be getting messages from spirit. And I think we start getting messages from spirit and they come to us in different ways, you know, and sometimes like I'll see different things that are a message to me, and I sometimes have to decipher and figure it out. But you know what, Karen, I'd be happy. I'll write you, I'll private message you on that, and I'll try to help you figure out what that is for sure. Okay. Thank you for writing in. Kim says, thank you for the motivation and knowledge, Linda. And she's cleaning out half her closet this weekend. Wish her luck.
I'm going to wish you luck, but can I make a comment to Kim? This is a comment to Kim, and this is a comment to all of us. So I say woohoo to Kim for cleaning out the closet. I'm going to be joining you again starting tomorrow. And why do I say that? Because today, and if you've already done it, don't worry about it, but today is kind of a day like the takeout. It's time to celebrate and take the day off. And the idea is we don't want to clean and declutter and purge today because, again, don't freak out on this statement. Like, we don't want to throw away any of our good luck, right? So we just kind of want to chill, integrate, celebrate, eat yummy food, you know, relish in our red flowers, you know, drink our orange juice. But again, absolutely, starting tomorrow, this weekend, ride the energy of that new moon, which is always about springing us into action to make room for something new to come in, whether it's, you know, buying something else new for the Lunar New Year, or a new idea, or a new opportunity, or a new friend, or a new class, or a new business endeavor to come into your life. That's what that's about. So absolutely. So good luck to you, Kim. Cheers. And I'm going to join you in that as well.
I am too. And Linda, here's another question. I don't know if I can bring questions up. I can. I did that, Karen.
Yay.
Okay. Susanna, a plant lover here, and I have a feng shui question. Is it okay to have cacti at home?
Let's talk about that. I was just talking to another client about cactus the other day. So first of all, in the year of the ox in particular, plants, and more plants are fantastic for all of us to have in our home. And the reason is, well, it's a wood element. So, you know, anytime you can use the natural elements in feng shui, that's considered powerful. But there is an overabundance of water in the overall year of the chart. So the plants are needed to help absorb the water. Now, the most, the best place, the most prosperous place to put plants for the year, potted plants, that is in the west. So think about where the setting sun is in your home, and that's the prosperity sector. Now, let's specifically talk about cactus. It's interesting. I was seeing a client the other day who is going through a little bit of, you know, legal challenges and having some prickly, you know, issues and relationships with some of the people in her homeowners association. I have never seen cactus in her home before. And there were quite a few cactus in her home. So the first thing I said to her is, you know, you may really want to think about removing the cactus. And I'm going to tell you why. Think about a cactus. They're pokey, they're prickly, and they create, we say, char chi or cutting chi or pokey chi into our home and environment. At the very least, and you know, you may not want to, you know, totally get rid of your cactus if you're a cactus lover, but at least get them away from your personal space where you're sitting. But if you fall into that category, like my client, where things are feeling a little prickly relationship-wise, you may want to think about getting rid of them altogether. I have a really great cactus story to share with you, though. 2 years ago, I was doing a feng shui consultation for this guy who had just had the breakup of a relationship, a long-time relationship. And he just said, you know, Linda, I just, you know, she just moved out. I want to space clear this. I want to feng shui this. I just want to feel better and just reset myself and my healing and all that kind of good stuff. So it was a perfect time to hire me for feng shui. And when I got to his house, I remember it was like summertime, and he had this little walkway going up to his house, and like soldiers were all of these little cactus plants going up the walkway, and they were like all over his house, and I'm like, Jeff, what is up with the cactus? I'm like, you talk about, and it was a great breakup. I'm like, talk about prickly relationships. I said, you know, I would really recommend, and especially the energy going up to your home, we say whatever that energy is that leads up to that front door, that is where the main point of energy that goes into your home and imprints, you know, the energetic tone, so to speak. So I said, at the very least, let's get rid of them away from the walkway. It was really interesting. I mean, this guy was a grown man, right? But he had said, you know, Linda, I kind of feel like they're like my little protectors. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I honor that, but I said, but when you're ready to let down your guard, let's get rid of the prickly. I hope that
the cactus can let somebody in.
What was that?
Let's say get rid of the cactus so you can then let somebody in too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
you want another question? Here's
sure.
Another. This is from Janet. I can pull it up. Let's see. Karen taught me how to do this. Janet, broke my ankle and moved into a new home. Anything to do energetically in the home for healing?
Yeah, well, first of all, Janet, you know, take care of those ankles. You know, I had ankle issues years ago, and knock on wood, so I know where you're coming from. That's in my past. But, yes, and this will help address the other lady who mentioned a health issue. The best thing to do to strengthen health and healing this year is with the metal element. Think about metal. Metal is strong. The metal is also malleable, right? If we put a flame up to metal, it could melt. And you think about iron workers, you know, forging beautiful jewelry, or, you know, welding to build a beautiful metal staircase. So it's strength, but it's also flexibility. But we strengthen our health this year in the north area of our home. So it could be just, you know, go shopping in your own home. What do you have decorative in metal that you can move into the north? Or into the southeast part of the home. So the southeast also needs metal. Now, if you wanted to do something like symbolic and feng shui for health, very specifically this year in the southeast. Now, where's the southeast in your home? Think about that morning sunshine. A little bit over to the right is the southeast. And you could hang a 6-hollow rod metal wind chime in the southeast. And the big thing to know about 6-rod wind chimes. Whenever you hear a 6-rod wind chime, it's just not a cute decorative thing, feng shui thing you're going to do. The number 6 is an auspicious number that resonates with the metal element. it's the hollow tubes that we would say any of the weakened health energy goes down through the tubes and then gets dissipated down below. Now, the big and important thing to know about that is you always want to make sure you're not, like, sitting directly underneath that wind chime. So, you know, but very specifically six hollow rods. So, and by the way, too, Janet, you can also wear some metal this year, whether it's, you know, some metal bracelets or, you know, metal colors like white or gray, you know. And by the way, metal, remember, it's the year of the metal ox. So white, gray, metallic, gold, silver, bronze. So I hope that helps you, and good luck with your healing. I'm going to make one other comment, and this is not only to you, Janet, but to everyone out there. One of my favorite all-time books, which I feel helps to cultivate good inner feng shui, which I could probably teach a whole class on good inner feng shui, Angie, together with Karen, is Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And Louise Hay, I always joked about Louise Hay. I felt she's deceased now, but and I never met her, but I always felt like she was one of my best friends in the world because I read so much Louise Hay over the years, listened to so many of her audios. But in her book, You Can Heal Your Life, at the back of the book is this golden gem that is part, became a little offshoot book called You Can Heal Your Body. And she channeled actually all of the, you know, the known, you know, causes of ailments, whether it's a broken ankle to a headache to a heart issue or a hip that is aching or needs replacement. Maybe what the mind, body, spirit thought might be, whether you realize it or not, but on the positive flip side, let's talk about positive energy. She gives you a positive affirmation to do, to say. And I think affirmations can be powerful, speaking it out loud, just even three times a day, or putting a little sticky note on your mirror. But, you know, as you're, I'm sure you're a little bit more, you know, elevating that ankle, you know, you could start doing that. So look into that. Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, You Can Heal Your Body. But great, good for cultivating good inner feng shui. Because it's not just about moving things around your house. It's about what's going on with here and what we change here. We then feel like we're going to clean out our closet like Kim, or maybe we'll hang a little wind chime, or we're going to pick up the phone and, you know, reach out to that friend and at least go on a walk in the park and meet. You get the idea.
First, Linda, I would love if we did that class. I would love that. And Janet, who you were just talking to, said, love that book and all the suggestions. And Susanna said that book is amazing. And I agree.
I agree too. Yeah, definitely.
Right. I have worn out so many copies of that book over the years and had to keep getting new ones. It just, to me, it is the go-to. And the other thing that I find fascinating about that book is I used to always joke that I thought that Louise Hay was like a hidden feng shui practitioner, because all of the chapters of the book kind of relate to the feng shui bagua. There's a chapter about health and wealth and creativity and relationships. And yeah, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, uplifting book. So
I've had it so many times and I always give it away. Somebody will come in and I'll be like, they need this book. And I give
me
it
to Angie.
I've given away them myself. My daughter has mine.
Isn't that awesome? See, helpful people. That's awesome. I love it.
Linda, we have another one. Okay, so I have cactus for about 30 years. It's about 15 inches tall now, from about 1 inch. Wow, that grew a lot. It would be so sad to see it
grow. Okay, Heidi, let's talk. Okay, so I'm gonna give you a feng shui permission slip, and I'm gonna say, I honor that. I'm not gonna tell you to get rid of it, but this is what I would say to you, Heidi. Make sure it's in a spot in the home. I'm sure you really enjoy it. Just where it's just not in your personal frequency. Like if this is the desk chair where I'm, you know, doing my, you know, at home work, the cactus isn't right next to me like the roses. Like maybe it's across the room. It's just the idea of cutting cheese. So it's just kind of like that falls into the category. You know, when I'm consulting on people's homes, they, you know, sometimes I get into personal power directions with a good direction to sleep in for health or wealth or what have you. And I make a recommendation maybe to move one of the children's beds for a given reason. And the parents move the bed and the kid starts moving a fit, like, I really like sleeping there. Well, then I will say to the parents that then just honor that and move it back where they want it. I'll give you the information. But listen, you know, I want to put in perspective, Heidi, and everybody else too. When you are working with something like feng shui, in my opinion, if you get it 70% right, then you're doing fantastic. So that's just one minor detail, okay?
One more, Linda. This is Kim. I think I may change out my foo dogs on Front Porch from gold to red.
Oh, Kim Jackson. Okay. Kim, right in chat, I'm curious. Your front door, where, your front porch, what direction is it in? So we're going to talk about foo dogs while Kim is answering us in chat. So foo dogs, for anybody who doesn't know that, you know, probably if you've gone to your favorite Chinese restaurant, you've seen these like two little guardian dogs at the front door. And foo dogs are always protectors in feng shui. And they are great. I'm going to quiz myself. They're great in the southwest this year. If you have a southwest-facing home to keeping, relationship harmony and energy, you know, harnessed and, you know, any outside influences at bay. Gold foo dogs are really great for strengthening in the north and the southeast as well. But, you know, there's very specific placement for foo dogs. So I do invite you to go onto my website, go on my shop page, click on that link to the Be Healthy Institute, Google in their little search bar, foo dogs, and you're going to see the exact placement of a foo dog. I wish I had one to show you right now, but just so you know, when you place them at your front door, the outside leg is always the standing leg, but you'll see that. You'll see that.
Okay. D says she picked up red lipstick today. Not sure why. I usually pick pink, light, clear, or pink. Wow.
So, D, I love it. So that's another thing I want to say. People, it could be a simple red lip. It could be wearing your favorite red high heel. I'm having a craving to buy myself a new pair of red boots, which I haven't owned in a long time. It could even be red undergarments, okay? Like, you might not be a red, you know, bright red person, but nobody needs to see it. Now, within the vein of nobody needs to see it, one color that I want to address is the color black this year. I am a person, I do wear a lot of black, but if you do wear black this year, black is water element. Black is highly protective, and it was a very good color to wear last year in the year of the rat, and we needed a ton of protection last year. We still need to protect. But if you are going to wear black this year, then make sure you accent it. It doesn't have to be with fire, but it could be, you know, a bright, colorful, sassy scarf or a cute jacket or, you know, colorful, you know, gloves with your, you know, winter coat. You know, you get the idea. But even a simple red lip, I love it. But, you know, red handbags, red purses are great. But, you know, you're intuitively right on, Dee. And I feel that we are all, and Angie, I know you agree with this statement. I feel we are all very intuitive creatures. And I get really excited. Like, Dee, you just were like, I usually wear pink, but I wear red. You were honing in on the energy. I love it.
That's for sure. I say that all the time, that we are all intuitive. And if we follow those feelings, look how you did that, Dee, and you wound up with the perfect lipstick for this year. Yeah, that's definitely your intuition. Spirit's always working with all of us, and it's those feelings we get. So, Linda, Kim says northeast front door.
Okay, I want to address that too. That would be red. I don't remember exactly what you said, Kim, but yeah, red foo dogs would be great at her northeast front door. I mean, I may change out my foo dog from gold to red. Yeah, so let's talk about why Kim is going to do that strategic move. First of all, you know, no matter north, south, east, west, wherever your front door is, honestly, I do feel we could all benefit from having a pair of foo dogs there, hands down. But the reason the strategic choice for red is a good one is because northeast is also one of the areas for the year that has the lucky multiplying star. And it is also good for prosperity, but also generally fortunate, happy events. So like the red color foo dogs is also fire element. Oh my, look at that. Wow. Karen, you are awesome. So this is what foo dogs look like. So you can see that, you know, the outside of the leg is the standing leg. So what it is there's a male and a female, and the one little dog on the vantage point, as I'm looking at it on the screen, I think you are too, is the mama, and she has her right paw up on a little creature, and that's her baby. So that's the mama, the female, defending her baby. And then the other is the male foo dog, and he has his foot up on a ball, but actually it's the world, so it's symbolic of him protecting the world. So as you would place them on each side of your doorway, you'd have the solid leg on the outside. So the way to think about this is, you know, we say if an enemy ever came up, they could strike out
and defend, you know, defend what they are protecting. So, but great choice. You know, another thing, Karen, you'd be super sassy if you could pull up a picture of a PO on the Healthy's website for me. I want to talk to you all. This is a really important information for you all to know about protection energy. And, you know, I said to a client yesterday, you know, I've been a practitioner, professional practitioner for the past 18 years. And it really wasn't until we went through the year of the rat that I fully and truly realized and knew what it meant to protect your energy. But this is what a PO is. So every year, wherever we have the energy of the year, and now we have the year of the ox is associated with the Northeast. There's a couple of rules when there's a new sheriff in town. And that is, number one, we do not want to dig or renovate in the Northeast this year. And if we have to, or if we all of a sudden realize that you sleep to the Northeast, or, you know, you're working on your computer to the Northeast, if you can't move your bed or you can't move your workstation, then you want to put one of these little PO protectors in there. So a PO is half dog, half dragon. And the red one is ideal for the year if you really want to be feng shui specific. So you put it in the Northeast, facing Northeast. And I think the Healthy Institute might be so great. I'm with my little red glasses on. I was thinking that they had the exact degrees to put it on, but I'll tell you what. I invite you to visit my Feng Shui World business page. And I posted on February 4th on the exact degrees to put a red PO. So if you don't have one of those and you want to dabble into a little bit of symbolic feng shui, that is the best place to begin. I thought if you only owned one feng shui object, it would be a PO. Put it in the Northeast this year, facing Northeast. And by the way, year after year, your little PO is going to move around. Now, I will tell you how it works. The subdirections, like the Northeast, there's always two animals that are associated with the subdirection. So we're in the year of the ox. Next year, it's going to be year of the tiger. So ox and tiger both hang out together in the Northeast. And then we'll move on to a cardinal direction, and that'll be the rabbit in a couple years. But we have plenty of time to talk about tiger and rabbit. I'm a rabbit. Are you a rabbit, Karen?
Yes, I am.
Angie, what are you? I don't know what you are.
I don't know.
How do I know? Angie, we got to figure this out. I can't figure it out. Next week, Angie's going to announce what animal sign she is, because I'm going to enlighten her. I can't believe we don't know that for you, Angie.
Okay, yeah, no, I definitely need to know that. And you know, you just answered that about the PO, because I was going to ask you, we're running out of time, and was going to ask you, like, if somebody's going to do something, what's the most important thing for this year?
So I really, well, number one today, if you can swing it, you know, give some money to kids in your life or your little inner child. But number two, bigger thing for the year, if you were going to just dabble in one little feng shui object, I would get a PO and I would put it in the Northeast. But the practical is, if you can help it, and you can hold off the bathroom renovation in the Northeast this year. And by the way, if you can't, please don't freak out. What you can do is that six hollow rod metal wind chime we were talking about, you can hang a six hollow rod metal wind chime in the work area where the work is being done. So
because sometimes you can't help it, right? So if there's something you have to do that's
right.
important, you can do it and just pretend you use the protection, right?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, you know, we talked about animals. Penny's wondering, how do you know what animal you are?
Oh, that's a great question, Penny. If you want to send me a message through Facebook with your month, day, and year of birth, I will enlighten you. Okay, how about that?
Yeah, that might be another class.
Yeah, Karen's my web developer. Maybe Karen and I need to add how to figure out your animal sign.
I was just thinking you could do your PDF for free that you did in your Year of the Ox. We could put that up.
Oh, everyone, yes. Okay, Stacey. Tune. You know what? I just taught a wonderful class on the Year of the Ox, which, by the way, is available on demand on my website, fengshuiyourworld.com. But you know what? We did. We had a great little animal sign handout in that class. So you know what? Karen, my wonderful web developer, and I will make that happen with that sheet being available on my website. So coming soon. So you know what? I'll tell you what. In one of the coming weeks on Angie's radio broadcast, she is going to announce when that is officially posted on my website, and Karen, our helpful friend, will post that link for you all. But Penny, in the meantime, if you have that burning desire to know, just send me a message, okay?
And Linda,
I'm going to let Angie know before that, because I can't take it that we don't know what animal sign Angie is.
And Linda will come back on, too. And Linda, people are saying, yes, classes. They want classes. And you know what? There's one more question here. Is it good to continue putting cures in place today?
So that's from Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Happy New Year. Okay, so what does Lisa mean by a cure? So, like, that would be, like, placing the PIAO or doing a wind chime. And I would say to you, if you already are, you know, adept with your feng shui and you haven't quite finished everything, I would just say, you know what? Just for today, take the day off, you know, drink your orange juice, you know, celebrate, eat your yummy food, and then, you know, you could start putting more cures in place again tomorrow, I would say. Now, you know, I am, like I did say, listen, I am seeing a client this afternoon, a long-term client. She's a busy single mom, and this is her day to do it. And you know what? We're celebrating, you know, doing her feng shui. But I would just say, in general, you know, there's not really a right or wrong, but I would just say, just take the day off. You've already done a lot of work, because I've been to your home, Lisa, so celebrate today.
Sounds good.
I still have to get my cures, Linda. I was shameful.
No. Listen, no. You know what? Actually, I'm glad you said that, Karen, because here's the deal, people. Don't worry about, like, you're like going, oh, my God, I'm new to the table. I don't know what this is. I got to quickly learn this. I always feel it is never too late to put your feng shui in place. I will tell you, I share this in my class. Angie and Karen heard this. I did an annual Year of the Rat update in December of 2020. And it was amazing to me. It was for a family down south. We did some feng shui. You know, one of the members of the household had a significant health thing going on. It had been going on for a few months. We did some shifts and changes. You know, many things contribute to life experiences. But all of a sudden, one of the doctors had made a recommendation to the person in the household, why don't you try a new supplement in addition to your traditional medicine? And they started rapidly seeing an increase in their healing. So, again, I always want to say it's never too late. So, Karen, you're fine.
All right. I'll let you know. I'm going to buy my money frog and my PIAO, and I was going to pick out I do believe you say so much about the hollow rod wind chimes. That's another staple.
I would say, like, if you were going to, like, say the next thing in order, PIAO, six hollow rod metal wind chime is next. And I will also tell you about the Be Healthy Institute's website. Even if you're not into, you know, dabbling into symbolic feng shui yet, and you want to learn more, it is a fountain of resource and information, because they do a terrific job of explaining all of the objects. And again, they're all feng shui approved by me. So all those objects have been hand selected, and it's very detailed. They're very, very knowledgeable, whether, you know, you shop in person or purchase online or just want to read and learn more. So I highly encourage that as well. You know, everyone's, you know, interconnectedly just trying to be helpful people to each other, which I think is wonderful.
I think so too. And I thank you, Linda, so much. Like, everybody was, it sounds like you're going to have to come back and talk more. We're going to have some workshops too, everybody. So thank you so much. And Karen, thank you. And thank you to everybody that came on today. We love doing this. And love that you join us. Yeah. And I just say quick too, next week, come back. We're on Friday at noon, every Friday. And next week we have Patricia Bell, who is going to talk about astrology for this year. So that'll be interesting too. So keep having lots of good classes. And if there's anything you'd like to see, let me know. Thank you so much, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Bye, everybody.
I do another toast, right?
Oh, yeah. Cheers. Yeah. Happy, prosperous, healthy.
Yeah. Happy, prosperous, healthy New Year, everybody. Thank you.